Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, if you're looking for a new series to watch, movie to go to, or podcast to listen to, Spin's Katie Gallagher is with me in studio with everything you don't want to miss this week. How's things?
Oh, good.
I saw you were at Mumford & Sons over the weekend, and your prediction here on the show last week about there being a special guest was right.
Absolutely.
Fair play to you.
Let the record show, I said last week, Hozier was going to be a special guest. Just more, I suppose I was manifesting, but also, also he has a song with the Rubber Band Man. They'd been hinting, no, we might have a friend in Dublin come to join us. And we said it here first and he was there. So look, take the advice as you will, but it's right so far.
We'll have to pay more heed to you, Katie. Now, this is the documentary everybody is going to be talking about this week.
Scene one, take one.
We start with the good, the bad or the ugly. Got the fun 10 years.
Hello.
Then the second is. And then the third is.
Turbulent.
I am what I am, but I've got nothing to hide.
You can speak to anyone you like.
That is Katie Price, Nothing to Hide.
And tell us all.
So, this is a four-part series. It's on Sky, so it's out tomorrow evening on Sky, and all the four episodes will be there on Sky Documentaries, that section, or on Now TV. So if you've either of those, that's where that's going to be. And all the usual, we don't wait for anything anymore. The four of them will be there. It's actually from the Mind House, the production company of Louis Theroux. So it is, it says, no holds barred, like unfiltered, completely, as if we don't already know enough about Katie. But do we know? We probably know what she tells us and what we hear, what we read. But this is completely candid. It's her totally, I suppose, everything is off the table, on the table, sorry, nothing's off the table. She said that there.
So is she the presenter?
She's kind of narrating, I guess, but it's going back to her real beginnings. So in the first episode, it's all about her as Jordan. And as she said there in the clip, she feels like she's had three decades of career. So 10 years. And the first one was fun and flirted. It was Jordan. It was page three. And that's, I think, what episode one is mainly going to be about. And then she says it gets very turbulent after that. And then even more turbulent in the last 10 years. But the first one, and in the first one as well, she talks about things that kind of shaped her. So actually an incident when she was young, she was only seven. And, you know, she was approached and she was assaulted in daylight, and she kind of goes into that, and then she kind of goes into, I guess, how her whole alter ego forms in Jordan. And apparently everybody, she said, anybody, talk to anybody, and you heard that in the clip. Now Lee Andrews isn't in it, her new husband, the guy we all, we all want to know,
Peter Andre
isn't, but that's not also anything surprising because they do not have any seemingly relationship there. And I think they even recently agreed that they'd never even talked about each other, but her kids are in it. So his kids are there, and Princess, and they are part of it. And then Gareth Gates is in it, which is interesting because I don't know if you remember, but she sold that story about him back in the day, when about them kind of being together. And that was a whole big thing of should she have even done that. So he's in it, and he's going to talk about that, Dane Byer. So a few of her other exes are. Peter's not. Lee isn't. But this is, I think, Katie unveiled. Like, this is actually the roots and kind of what made Katie Price what she is.
Has she had some input into how this is going to pan? Like, is this a little bit like the Posh and Becks documentary where they were sort of co-producers of it? Or is it a Louis Theroux where it's just about her?
This seems to be more Louis Theroux. Like, this seems more like the producers are digging deep in her rather than her completely directing
her
how it's going to go. Even there you hear
produce.
She's like, talk to anyone you want, as in like, okay, go and see what you can find on me. And come back to me. So, but I like that about her, that she's one of those, I think I said, like her Katona, that has really got to grips with, this is what my life is going to be. If they're going to write about me, write about me. I'm going to make, you know, hay while the sun shines kind of thing. So I think this is going to be her as we've never seen her before. Or maybe, do you know what, just something slightly new or surprising we might get, but apparently quite complex as well.
Tell us, was Katie Price's tell-all documentary. It only drops tomorrow. It's
tomorrow
actually
evening.
Called, as you say, Nothing to Hide. Four-part series.
Four-part Sky and Now.
Yeah. So I'll watch this.
Yeah, I'll binge this.
I've actually met her at things once or twice. Yeah. She's a fascinating character.
Fascinating.
To say the least.
Yeah.
Puts it mildly. But
and
like, I'm really interested. Yeah, I'm really interested now to see this.
Yeah.
So that's Nothing to Hide. If you're looking for a new series to binge on, well, this is a real trip down memory lane.
Tell me, Mr. Ingalls, what brought you to this land?
A fresh start for my family.
This will be our new forever.
Welcome to Independence, Mr. Ingalls.
There's no post office, no church, no school.
What do you think?
So small.
What we wanted, right? To be at the beginning of something.
Hello.
We're building a house nearby. Maybe we're neighbors.
I'd be careful if I were you.
There's nothing free about this land at all.
Little House on the Prairie is back. Netflix is bringing back the nostalgia. I think I used to watch this
when I was about 7 or 8.
I have to say, it's past me. I have not seen it. I know,
and this is why I'm so much older than you, Katie Geller.
I know, I've heard so much about it. I was on the phone to my mother this morning asking, and she's like, oh, they're coming back. So I was like, okay, people know what it is. But I actually am I will jump on any bandwagon, as we know. So I feel like I've missed it. So I'm glad that now I can actually be part of this series and part of, I suppose, the books is what this is being adapted from, rather than the series, because I guess the last series on NBC in the 70s was actually adapted from the book. So this is going to be based on the third book, The House on the Prairie, and it's reimagining that Laura Ingalls Wilder's the kind of the family, their move into Minnesota, into building this new house, and kind of always bringing the family around, and into that the land disputes with the Native Americans. So it's kind of one of those timely pieces that we just go back in time.
Classical.
I did see a lot of comments on the fact that they're in like crisp, clean clothing, and they look to have their nails clean.
It's all
clean,
very wholesome, is my memory of it from childhood.
Wholesome, but probably a bit more rugged in the older one.
Well, if it's the adaption, I suppose.
But this is it. It's the adaption. It's cleaner. It's crisper cameras. So I think people, maybe if you were thinking you're going to get what you watched then, it's obviously going to be a little bit different.
Where is it out?
But apparently Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is out on Thursday on Netflix. So again, it's the new month. Everything's dropping. You might be kind of getting a bit like, what's to watch this week? There's a lot coming out. So this is on Thursday. So Katie's on Wednesday, this is on Thursday. Have them in the diary. And this is, so this is going to be the start. Season 2 is already being commissioned. Okay. So season 1 is dropping Thursday. So we know already there's going to be another one. So you can kind of get stuck in, and you're not going to be afraid that it's not going to, because there is, as again, it's a book series, so there's going to be plenty out of it.
I think it's a bit of nostalgia, and probably something you could maybe watch with the family.
Yeah,
this is your podcast recommendation for the week. I've actually already watched the promo clip for this.
That was honestly one of the coolest moments ever, was meeting you and the little ones that day. Me and Jason joke about it all the time. We were so nervous to meet you guys and the royal family, and we, Jason has this running joke where he didn't know what to do with his beer.
Yeah, it wasn't a joke, it was reality. Well, you want to be respectful and know what the protocols and
of course
are. No, it was awesome. You were fantastic. The kids were great.
Yeah.
Princess Charlotte was still the highlight for me. I have 4 daughters as well. So, I mean, she was great.
Congratulations, having 4 daughters. I don't know how you do that.
So this is New Heights, and that's with Prince William had on Friday. So they Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce, the brothers. So yeah, I can't believe I'm saying an NFL podcast is what the recommendation is, but they are so much more than that.
Oh, obviously, they are. Travis, I really enjoy them, actually.
I think they're so funny, and I love seeing that dynamic, the sibling kind of dynamic in the duo, and they're actually kind of different. But they had Prince William on. They announced him on Friday, the day of the big, American royal wedding. And they were kind of real fanboying, but it was interesting because, especially, you know, in the spirit of World Cup, they were talking about the difference in football. So the whole slagging was that Prince William was like, well, it's not soccer, it's football. Now, the same way, if anyone says to me, gee, like Gaelic football, like it's just football and that's soccer. So they were kind of having this slagging back and forth, and it was kind of in the season of the World Cup, them breaking down what is the differences in culture, in rules, in everything, and then telling their little tales, because they got to meet Prince William at Taylor Swift's last concert in Wembley.
I thought that, How does he come across in it?
He is, do you know, when I was, the whole time I listened to this, I thought, I've never heard more of a media trained, calm, composed, like they're so rah, 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 like they are so high intensity, but he still can sit back and go, okay, yeah, that was great. No, you're right. You know, but also they think he's hilarious. So he says anything and they're like, great one. And they burst out laughing. So I thought, I've never seen somebody be able to match such high intensity, but keep his media training composed. But still, he gives a little bit. There's a little bit of personality there. So
that's the Kelce's podcast, New Heights with Prince William, and your final event. If you're looking for something to do over the next few days.
Oh, this for a personal essay. You're breaking up with me? I thought you were proposing.
Harvard Law School?
I have a 4.0 average.
Yeah, and fashion merchandising. What makes you think you can do this?
You got into Harvard.
What, like it's hard?
Legally Blonde, the musical, Elle Woods, is on live and stage in front of us, as Amber Davies is actually from Love Island, the past winner. She is Elle Woods in this one, and it opens tonight in the Borg Gosh. I'm going tomorrow night as well, actually. It's in the Borg Gosh until Saturday the 18th of July. It starts tonight, so there's time to get in and get tickets and all of that. But yeah, it's Elle Woods on stage live in front of us.
These are the kind of musicals I like, where there were previously a movie and then it's adapted for the stage. Where I like going to this now, where I know everything that's happening. I know the music, the tunes, the storyline.
And the original kind of music. Because you don't like the ones that have the like pop music and stuff involved.
Some of them I do, but some of them are just so far-fetched.
Yeah, no, I love that this, you're right, that I know the movie premise of what's going to happen. And I love kind of seeing somebody off the TV. I know that sounds silly, but Amber Davies of Love Island. I'm like, I can't wait to see her and see how she is as a performer. Because she's completely gone off
and made her own way.
Act and sing. And that was her singing there. So she's actually made her own way and really got herself far away from the Love Island sphere, and she's made it into this, and now she's Elle Woods. And so another icon, you know, she's taken on the ultimate icon. And you know, Reese Witherspoon is tough to follow.
Big time.
But we'll see, and I'm looking forward to it tomorrow night.
You can go to see that in the Borg Gosh. Katie Gallagher from Spin, thanks a million, Katie, for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan, weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.